Last week, Alaska Governor Sean Parnell put forward legislation he says will fundamentally change the public education system in Alaska. The governor labeled his bill as comprehensive education legislation, and it includes a slight increase to the base student allocation. Currently, the allocation is $5,680 per student. The governor is proposing to increase that allocation up to $5,765 per student in fiscal year 2015. He's also proposing subsequent 1% increases in FYs 2016 and 2017. The governor spoke about the concept of education reform during a press conference last week. He stressed several times that he hopes his proposal will spark a dialogue among lawmakers, educators, and other stakeholders in the state's education system.
Let's quit sitting in our trenches, lobbing grenades across, and let's have a discussion. And I will lead it, and by saying I will step forward and have a BSA increase with more educational opportunity for our kids. It's got to be tied to more educational opportunity for our kids.
Many lawmakers support an increase to the base student allocation, but some believe the governor's proposal does not go far enough. Representative Lesger is a member of the small Democratic minority in the state house.
Right now, his proposal will result in the layoff of another 200-250 teachers and staff statewide, and over the last 4 years, we'll now have approached about 1,000 layoffs. That's the wrong way to go. We're willing to work with the governor. We believe we should pass an education funding package early in session, not the last week of session, and we do welcome the dialogue with the governor.
Nearly every year, representatives with school districts from across the state travel to Juneau during the legislative session to lobby for more funding. This year is no exception. A delegation from the Dillingham City School District will be going to Juneau next month as part of the Association of Alaska School Boards' annual legislative fly-in. Dillingham School District Superintendent Bill McLeod updated the school board about the possible funding increases during Monday night's meeting.
We've all heard the governor's address, and amongst the things he did say was that he is submitting an increase to the base student allocation, which is the first time in 4 years that that's come out of his mouth for public education. So I thought that was very positive. So it may be a little bit of a better year for education than a lot of us were feeling. And so I'm feeling quite a bit actually more optimistic that we'll get something in the BSA this year.
The governor's bill includes several other items besides the proposed increase to the BSA. In an effort to provide more educational opportunities, the governor is seeking to expand the use of charter schools in Alaska and to allow the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development to open an annual application period for new residential schools. The governor's education bill was a major topic discussed by several members of the Senate Majority Organization Tuesday during their weekly press conference. Republican Senator Mike Dunleavy is a former school board member and a teacher, and he admits the governor's proposed increase to the BSA is linked to making progress on increasing school choice in Alaska.
We need to have a genuine, deep, robust discussion about where we want to go with education, and is this the only way we can do it? And I'm just going to remind folks very briefly that education didn't always look this way in Alaska. We've had the St. Mary's, the Copper Rivers. We've had the orphanage schools. We've had SOS before we had 53 school districts. We had a whole number of different approaches to education. And nobody burst into flames. Nobody lost their mind. Kids were educated, and some to a very high degree. And so is there a perceived linkage? Yeah, I think there's a perceived linkage. Should there be a linkage? Some would say yes, some might say no. But I think it's a discussion that it's way overdue, and I think this is going to be the year that we do it.
The governor's bill has been introduced in both the House and Senate in the form of House Bill 278 and Senate Bill 139. Both pieces of legislation have been sent to the education committees in the House and Senate. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.